Here is some information about the projects that we get to partner with while we are serving together over in South Africa. And obviously the projects will change depending on the need. And what we've done in the past is we are literally helping a game reserve to be rewilded and reestablished and rehabilitated. So the reserve that we stay on, Ukwela Game Reserve, used to be cattle farms. And so there's a lot of encroaching thorn trees and the soil is in bad condition and the grasses are not really good for, you know, all the zebra and wildebeest. And so we are helping rehabilitate the land. While tomorrow, our partner has already reintroduced giraffe and wildebeest and nyala, kudu, impala, all the grazers and browsers on the reserve. So our teams have assisted in removing invasive and encroaching trees, basically thorn trees that have just taken over. And so we go in there on the days that we help to go and basically cut all the trees out. And that allows, the animals to be able to move. And there's more about that when you actually get to be on the ground. The other one is erosion control. Erosion will destroy an area. We have packed rocks in eroded area to stop the water flow. And what's great is over the years, we can actually see that the land is becoming rehabilitated and not just eroded. Other things that we help with, we have done bird ringing, which is basically catching birds in mist nets. We work with the reserve manager and we get to actually do all the data collection and then let the birds go. And we get to see some of God's, you know, smaller creatures that you often hear in the trees, but you don't really get to see. And to see them up close is just absolutely incredible. The other thing that we get to be part of is called interventions. And this is when man intervenes with wildlife. And there's a fine line of do we get involved or do we not get involved? For example, cheetah are one of the more endangered big cats on the planet. And let's just say a cheetah gets bitten by a snake. Yep, that's normal. That happens. But do we want to look after it? And so we have to figure out, do we step over the line and get the vet in, dart the animal, treat the wound so that she can continue looking after the cubs that she's put into this world. And that's called an intervention. And so that's all to do with responsibility of the reserve. And we will follow them with what they would like us to help with. In the past, we have actually put radio collars on lions, on cheetah, on elephants. And one of the big things that we're doing is helping to dehorn or trim the horns of rhino because of the poaching that is just a global pandemic right now. And a rhino horn on the black market has been said per ounce to be worth more than gold, cocaine, and diamonds. And none of us want to actually trim the horn of a rhino. You know, rangers and safaris and conservationists, you know, we want to keep the rhino the way the rhino is. But wow, I tell you what, we've had an incredible success rate where the poaching has stopped purely because we've taken away that reward. Now, and rhino horn, it will just grow again. It's like keratin. It's like your fingernail. It is keratin. It's like your fingernail and like your hair. So if you cut it off, it will grow again. But our teams have been part of those projects as well, just to look after these creatures. And so these are just some of the projects that we get to be part of, that you get to be part of. And we all partner with Wild Tomorrow and the staff to see what can we help with.